The Darkness of Wallace Simpson, written by Rose Tremaine, and read by Gareth Armstrong and Jilly Bond.
Love is so short, forgetting is so long. Pablo Neruda. The Darkness of Wallace Simpson. They say she's gaga. That's the word she's heard them whispering. Gaga. It sounds like something a baby would say. She knows she's in Paris, city of dreams. Her companion in the shadowy room, who kisses her forehead, who strokes her hands, keeps telling her that she has a duty not to die, not now, not yet.
Wallace,
murmurs this person, who smells like a woman with peppermint breath, but whose cheeks are hard as a man's.
Wallace, I shall not let you die until you remember.
Remember what? There are plenty of questions Wallace would like to ask, but she can't get them out. What a bitch. Words compose themselves in her mind. They're in the proper order, usually. Except she can hardly ever say them. Her throat has a disease. What comes out of her mouth is dribble. Dribble and some droll, incomprehensible language. Afrikaans. The woman-man companion lifts her up in the wide bed, cradles her against her anatomy, which is bulky thick, like a bale of packed cotton, and begins brushing her hair.
Beautiful,
whispers the bulk as she brushes. And Wallace tries to say, oh yes, it was always very becoming. In fact, it was my best feature, dark and sleek as a Shanghai girl's. It transfigured me. It sprang from blood. Not my blood. From the tumbler of raw steak blood I was made to drink every day after school to ward off TB. And my mother would say, drink it down, Bessie Wallace. Make your tresses shine. But her sentences turn to goo. The stench of lilies is on the pillow. And the room is so damn dark. With just these thin movements in it, these shadows she can't make out. It's mortifying, like she's watching some old flickering TV picture, or even not watching, but trapped inside an old TV, a ghost made out of light, longing to join the world beyond the screen, the world of the TV watchers, pink as candy, warm and rounded, with their haunches nudging up close to each other on their chintzy divan. How comely these brightly colored people seem. As if nothing cold would ever touch them. As if they would rise up in a line and dance a conga. Hands to ass, swaying along in and out of the furniture, singing sharp. Singing flat, not caring a dime, untouched by tomorrow. Heading pell-mell into the hall, waking the servants, opening the door and shimmying out under the summer moon. Out where? The companion has said in her strange, difficult-to-understand English,
Wallace, for you this state of forgetting is a mortal sin. A mortal sin! Do you want to die with this stain of sin on your soul?
Stain of sin? No, sure she doesn't want to die with this on her. It sounds revolting. But just what is it a girl's supposed to remember? She tries to say, I remember Baltimore in spring. Is that it? But the companion never answers.